BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Real or No Real with Sarah Cox and a possible new addition to the I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here lineup. Also, Celine Dion on The X Factor has been doing her impression of Kamalia off of Meet the Russians. It's really good. And someone has been also pretending to be very famous in Ukraine on a certain dating website that we've been talking about a lot. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy.
BBC Radio.
The requests for Christmas songs have been on already. They're quite strong today. Nettie and Kirsty driving home to Manchester. They're just in the mood for Christmas songs. I think I'm going to save that for Friday, but definitely let's have one on Friday. Katie says it's the first time she's listened since uni, so she's at home today. She says, yay for stomach bugs. It means I can listen. Right, are you one of those people that's not listening anymore because you've gone to university and you've got new friends? You know how I feel about that. It's not cool.
I've not thought about this before. Do you reckon this is the show that people listen to when they're ill? Do you know what I mean? Days off, that kind of thing.
What, like a bit like when you're at home and you watch Doctors?
Yeah.
And you never see Doctors apart from if you're ill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is this show. We're like the radio equivalent of Doctors. We are.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's like when you imagine, when people say that they're listening in the shower or the bath or something like that, it is kind of odd.
Yeah, like people actually being ill to this show is a bit weird. Anyway, get well soon, Katie. And can I just remind you that you don't have to miss this show. There's this thing called the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which we do every day. It's got all our best bits on it. You don't even need to miss the show. Go out. Have fun with your friends at uni. Do whatever you want to do. It's your life. But there's still the Scott Mills Daily, which I want you to download. It's free from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your podcast from. Also, Vicky's got the dentist at 1:40. Okay, but promises to be back by 2, so that's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Shout out to Aaron, who just saw a man using a Bluetooth headset. It was impossible to look cool with those, wasn't it?
I can't stand people who use the Bluetooth headset.
They're not still
headsets.
On, though, are they?
Well, you do see people.
And why are you talking to yourself? Oh, you're not. You're talking into your Bluetooth headset. You're so cool.
But the worst is when you talk to someone and they're talking into the Bluetooth headset. I mean, that's the most embarrassing of all.
It really is. Thanks for that, Who, Erin. So, today, Chris has been out and about again, which always scares me slightly. Have you been making a nuisance of yourself again?
No, not really. Just more experimenting.
With?
Should I give it sausages today?
You've been experimenting with sausages?
Yeah, I don't want to say much more than that, but
okay, well, when can we hear this? Is it after 1:30?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. I look forward to hearing it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I just ask you, this experiment with sausages you've done today, is it something to do with how annoyed you get when you get the wrong food at lunchtime?
A little bit. It's something that's been bugging me for a while. I wanted to take matters into my own hands. And
with sausages.
I've been out trying to change the world a bit. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I still find it amusing how annoyed you get when, like, the wrong thing turns up or it's not as tasty as you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Mate, you need to stop worrying about it so much. It's only lunch.
But that's where you go wrong. It is only lunch. Do you know what I mean? You just say it in a very different way to
It's lunch.
Me.
Doesn't matter.
It's only lunch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's just texted me going, I totally agree with Chris. Food should never be a disappointment.
No, and also, without sounding really odd, it does, you do notice a change in my mood, I think. When
Yeah, 100%.
When
God,
lunch,
if your like, lunch is not great, you're like, woo!
Like what?
Woo! So on Friday, we've got some great guests coming in. Have a guess, it's two people.
I'm just trying to think of classic double acts from our time. Dick and Dom.
Sadly not.
Sam and Mark.
Another great double act, but no.
Phil and Alice?
No, not Ant and Dec, they're in the jungle.
Ant and Dec, I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. Joining us on the show on Friday, Ilvis.
What does the fox say?
Love these guys. They're very famous in Norway.
I didn't know it was only two of them.
Yeah, two blokes.
I thought it was like a pack of them.
Just these two making all this noise. Obviously, this track, The Fox, has gone viral. It's even gone to the charts. Loads of people have seen it online. A lot of you might not have seen it, though. Ylvis, Y-L-V-I-S, and The Fox. I mean, they're already famous in Norway. They're kind of like the Dan and Phil of Norway.
But do they take this really seriously? Is this like, are they going to come in and be like, yeah, the
meaning behind the song?
Yeah.
No, basically, they do like a chat show on TV in Norway. So it's kind of like music. They do some sketches. A bit like if you've ever seen Saturday Night Live in America, it's a bit like the Norwegian version of that. And they host it. And a while back, they had the massive, massive music producers Stargate as guests on their show. And they said to them, okay, let's try and make a song that's absolute nonsense and see if we can make it a massive hit because you've produced it. Stargate have worked with everybody, like Rihanna, massive stars. And they were like, yeah, right then. And they gave them this song.
Oh, wow.
Huge.
So this was planned to be a thing. This wasn't just... Because I remember when we found it, it was a bit like, this is... Have you heard this? That was meant to happen.
Yeah, they planned to make an absolutely nonsense song with Stargate just to see how big it would go. And it has. So Ylvis are going to be on the show. I don't know if you've seen their MTV EMAs performance. That was weird. Kind of in the back of a car, dressed up as foxes. And then eventually, I think that bit was pre-recorded, then you see them on like a big runway up to the stage with loads of dancers behind, obviously all dressed as foxes also. It was a great moment.
Are we going to be dressed as foxes or is that kind of done?
I hope that, yeah, I don't think it's been done. They've probably seen it a million times. There've been loads of wacky radio presenters dressed as foxes when they interview them.
It probably happens every radio station they've gone to so far.
Look, we're wearing a fox outfit. Let's not do that. It's very predictable. But I would like to bring them up on a few things. Notably, that the foxes round my way in North London do not make that noise.
No.
Any of the noises that they say the fox says in that song. Mine are more... Can you guess what they're doing there? It's very noisy, aren't they?
Yeah.
So Ylvis will join us on the show on Friday. I can't wait.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my friend Chris? He's very passionate about food.
Well, in particular, lunch and breakfast for me.
I know, I think all the foods.
And things like, for me, nothing starts you up better than a full English.
Well, every day?
Well, I would if I could every day, but obviously that would cause me damage.
Yeah, I mean... It's now and again, it's fine, but I think, mate, every day if you're having...
I don't do it every day, but that's why I appreciate it all the more when I do go do it. So I'm still in this situation where I'm trying to go around trying to find the perfect cafe.
So do you alternate one day cooked breakfast, next day sausage sandwich?
Generally, yes.
Oh, you're fine then.
Yeah.
Really healthy.
Well, no, because then you're not doing all the other fried goods, are you?
No, you're good.
Bread's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. My granddad lived on that diet until he was at least 85.
Anyway, the thing is, I love a sausage.
I know you do.
Like, and we've talked at length about this before when we've had a couple of drinks and I take you through some of the nicest sausages I've ever had.
I know. I remember one time in the pub about a year ago, it was coming up to last Christmas, we had a big long sausage chat.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, telling me about the benefits of having your pork and leek.
Oh, God, I love a pork and
your
leek.
Your Lincolnshire. And it went on for about an hour.
You got your Cumberlands.
You got your Cumberlands.
But basically, I love sausages. That's the kind of thing with this. But I get really disappointed when I have a proper full English breakfast. I get everything there. For me, the sausage is the most important bit. And when that's disappointing, it ruins it for me, the whole thing.
Ruins the whole meal.
Yeah, because I think you can compromise on other bits of it. You can compromise on the quality of your hash brown if you're going to go that fancy. You can compromise on the toast.
Yeah.
I think you can compromise, maybe not so much on the beans. I still think
they need to be good beans.
You know the ones.
But you cannot compromise on the sausage.
Never mess with the sausage.
Okay, so what's the idea?
As in, take some pride in your sausage if you are a cafe owner right now, because it's that I'm still searching for the perfect breakfast.
I know.
Annoys me that there's not really anywhere around Radio 1 that sort of seems to have the same thinking with me. They're happy to put out whatever sausages go. Mm. It annoys me. It might just be me, but it annoys me. So I thought, why don't I try a change of tact and bring some nice sausages to the cafe for them to cook? Solves the problem.
Well, so you're doing bring your own sausages now.
Here's my thinking. So go there, pay exactly the same as what I'd pay for the normal breakfast, for the sausage sandwich. So they're not missing out. If anything, they're saving money because they're not cooking their food. I bring my sausages. And I thought I'd go out earlier today and test this out, see if anyone would be up for this experiment.
Okay.
So I tried a couple of cafes. Here's the first one.
Hello, mate. Bit of a random question. I've got my own sausages. You can't, if I pay the same amount for a sandwich, you can't put these in a sandwich, can you?
You want me to have a penny for other sausages?
Yeah, is that allowed or not?
Normally,
oh, you can't do that. No worries. All right, then.
Sorry,
cheers, mate.
Is it not a little bit insulting that you're like, look, mate, your sausages aren't good enough, so can you cook these up, please?
Maybe. And also, that first place, they just weren't keen on the idea. I think of the extra effort, maybe, or they haven't heard it before, but for one reason or another, they wouldn't do it. So I went to the next cafe along and said exactly the same thing.
What, so do you just whip the sausages out of a bag?
So I turn up, walk through the door, and, you know, I've got my sausages in hand.
Sure.
Hello. Hello. Bit of a random one. I've got some sausages. These are my favourite sausages. There's no chance you can cook these and put them in a sandwich, can you? Or does it need to be your ones?
So you have to make sandwich with your sausages?
Yeah. They'd need cooking and that, but...
You have to cook it as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
White bread, please. Because you know what I mean? They're just...
No,
you know when you get really nice sausages, it makes it, doesn't it?
Epic win.
That is amazing.
I found somewhere. I'm going to hold it close now. This guy, do you know what? I think at first he was sort of slightly insulted. So what he then did is, after he said he would cook the sausages, is he happened to be cooking a couple of his own. He was like, go on, have a nibble on this, because he wanted me to compare my new ones to hit. He took quite a lot of pride in his sausage. I respected that.
All right, so he let you nibble on his sausage?
Yes.
And that one is not too bad. If you buy in the packet,
it's not. Yeah, it's not.
Oh, he's joining in the sausage chat.
Yeah. Not the worst.
If you buy in the packet, is.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one passionate about sausages.
No, he's equally as passionate. You could have that chat down the pub with him maybe soon.
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't the right place to bring my sausages. You know, I'd had them in. I've got a supermarket bag full of the sausages. It looks a bit rude, maybe.
It's a bit rude. It's like saying your sausages aren't good enough.
But we had an amazing chat.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I'd love to go back there again. He tried my sausage. I tried his. And I think the upshot of it is, you know, from here on in, they will take some pride in them.
Yeah, I really like it. Can we go together maybe tomorrow and both take our sausages that we want to be cooked?
Yes, but do you not think
place?
I'm doing everyone a massive favour?
No, I'm all for it. BYO
Change
sausages.
Change the world, one sausage at a time.
Yeah, they...
No, it's just, I'm very emotional about this, if this works.
Bang the table if it helps.
One sausage at a time.
There we are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm still kind of getting over the weekend I just had. It was incredible.
In Amsterdam?
Yeah, because, I mean, you helped me find somewhere nice. You seem to know the area very well.
I've been a few times.
My hotel that I stayed in was in a very bizarre area.
Well lit.
Yeah, and it was a lot of stuff.
I know, happening in that area.
That was very new to me.
Even until late at night, isn't it? Did you go to that... there's a really good cheese shop there. Did you go there?
No.
Did you go to any Dutch pubs?
Not really, no.
Did you...
No, I mean, there were bars and things, but they were very different. They're not to the traditional Dutch pub. I did a bit of cycling.
Okay, good.
But that stressed me out.
Right. Did you go with health and safety?
I just don't like it. There was sort of trams.
It's really stressful because it doesn't matter if you're a passenger or a cyclist or a car driver or a tram driver, you have to look before you cross the road about 15 times.
That's the problem for me right there, Scott. There's too much transport in Amsterdam.
Yes, there is.
Trains, bikes, cars, trams.
And something just really wants to run you over. So you just have to be really careful. Did you like the trams? I had the little... little kind of camp hoot.
I still don't quite understand trams completely.
I don't get it.
Can they stop when they're... I mean, is it...
I don't know. Do you need to ask me more questions off air?
Yeah, thinking about it, this isn't something we can really do
okay,
now.
Okay, right. So is it bothering you or is it stuff that you need to know about?
It's a bit of both, but it's regarding the... the stuff I have seen.
The area you were staying in. Okay, right, we'll talk about it off air later.
Yeah, it's all fine.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what I can say or ask you about on the radio is their national dish. Couldn't believe it. Chips and mayo. Proper on.
In Holland.
What a dish to have as your... I mean, is that the official... Is there such a thing as an official...
I don't think it's national official.
It's on, Scott.
I know it's on. I've been there loads of times of lamb's frites. That's
is that the
Dutch
chips
for
and mayo?
Chips and mayo.
Scott, it literally...
Did it blow your mind?
No, but I'm saying they love it out there.
I know.
It's literally...
Day and night.
Everywhere you go, chips and mayo, chips
everywhere.
And mayo. I was like, it's a bit odd how they're into their chips and mayo, and suddenly realised, national dish.
It is. It's not even normal mayo either. It's really weird, really, really luminous yellow mayonnaise.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's talk TV for a minute. So who are we throwing our weight behind for Strictly this week?
Well, who's in?
Mrs. Reed again?
I don't know. She's been politely declining us for a while. And I don't find there's anything polite about that.
Should we bin her off?
Could do, yeah. Is Harry Biker still in?
Oh, I think he's off now.
Is he?
Is Dave still in?
I hope not. Well, if he's on...
That was my favourite thing yesterday when Miley Cyrus was here. And there's a massive crowd outside and Dave the Hairy Biker just walked past and nobody cared.
Yeah.
I think Dave's off.
He's out.
Oh, rubbish! Right, we need to find someone else. Who can we support for this week if Reed's not on? Not even returning our calls, Susanna Reed. Rough Copy, are we behind them 100% for X Factor?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying Tamira.
Are you?
I like her.
Do you? You see, I wouldn't have put you down as her biggest fan.
I like her. No, I do.
You sound like Louis Walsh there.
I like her. I tell you what is really stressful to watch, and I don't suggest you do, unless you want to be really stressed out. The episode of Kardashians where Kim has her baby is proper stressful. Why would you not?
I'm never going to watch an episode of Kardashians.
Well, listeners might. Like, it's so stressful. Is she going to make it on time? Is she pushing the right amount? Will Kanye make it? It's so stressful. Don't watch it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
What's going on?
I heard about Tinder through your show and I thought I would give it a go.
Oh, okay. Have you been on any dates yet?
No, I'm only doing it for fun, really. A bit of a giggle with my friends.
Okay, so you're not actually actively dating. You're just having a look through and swiping left, right and centre.
Yeah, just doing the power swipe.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's fun. We have a laugh and I'm getting some funny messages.
Ah, but you see, the more you get into it, I'm told, the more you get into it, the more... detail you take in your profile, right? So you change your picture, you change your tagline, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. And it's very addictive.
But you're not going to go on any dates?
No, it's just for fun.
So what's your picture and what's your tagline?
My picture's just of me on a night out, and then my tagline is, I am very famous in Ukraine.
Hey.
Off of Kamalia and Meet the Russians.
Yes, it's so funny.
So obviously we met the Russians a while back now, a few weeks ago, from that TV show, a Russian billionaire and his Ukrainian pop star wife. And
yeah.
Took them to a 99p store. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't seen it.
The video's amazing. You need to get on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Meet the Russians.
I'm going to look at that.
We take them to a pound shop. It's brilliant.
Oh my God.
Have you seen their TV show?
Yes, I love it. It's so funny.
Good.
It's brilliant, yeah.
So from you having...
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
...as your tagline, what kind of responses are you getting?
I'm getting that, why are you famous in Ukraine? What makes you famous in Ukraine? So I've made up a little story.
Go on.
And the story is, I had a top 10 hit in 2007 and it got to number 3.
And that's what you tell people when they ask why you're famous in Ukraine?
Yeah, and they're like, wow, that's so cool. What's the song called? And so I thought, what can it be called? And I decided to say, I'll believe anything.
Okay. Very good. And then they go and search for it, right?
They do. They believe it. And they search for it. And I've had some funny replies like, I can't find it on YouTube. It just comes up with Mariah Carey.
Right. So you just say, oh, they must have deleted it.
No, I say, oh, no, try something else and let me know what you think. And they really try and they can't find it. But now I don't know where to go from here, like... What's my next story? What's the next chapter?
Well, you seem to be loving just winding people up. You're a Tinder tease.
That's exactly what you are.
Tea time Tinder teasers.
You're the online equivalent of those girls that just go out all night with no intention of seeing any bloke, but they just get all the free drinks.
Yeah.
That's you.
No.
It is.
No.
People are investing good time and effort talking to you.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
All right, good to speak to you, Hannah.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So this is interesting. I'm doing the official chart update with Jamila at 3:30, as I do every Wednesday, and a potential new entry this week, along with the Lily Allen track, which is on the TV all the time, and that Lady Gaga tune with R. Kelly, which is everywhere. A possible new entry coming up from Celine Dion after her performance on The X Factor at the weekend. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. No, I was away in
Amsterdam, don't get X Factor in Amsterdam.
So explain to me what's going on, sorry. Celine Dion, this is a new song or is this an old Celine Dion
song that's
gone back
song.
In the chart, if new, that makes
no,
sense?
New song which she performed on X Factor at the weekend.
Any good?
That
means no.
Thanks to everyone that tweeted and texted at the time when the performance was ongoing, Celine Dion. There are so many. Would you like to hear the start of it? I want you to hear the start. Listen, here's the noise she makes. And again. Just the eyes.
Sounds a bit like that tram in Amsterdam.
Whoop. Also sounds a bit like Kamali off of Meet the Russians when she's doing her practicing in the car.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
So looking forward to that. Celine Dion, potential new entry on the chart just after 3:30. That's not going to stick out on Radio 1 at all, is it?
BBC Radio 1.
Don't forget, we've got Norwegian gods Ylvis off of The Fox coming in on Friday. It's one of those ones where you book them and go, oh, they'll be good. And then it's like, what are we actually going to do with them?
Yeah, what are you saying then? Any ideas welcome, kind of thing. Oh, and we're not. Let's not dress up as Fox. Like, let's try.
That would have been done by Dave and Sue in the morning crew somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is Radio 1.
What does the Fox say?
Any ideas what we can do with Ylvis now we've got them here?
The books.
On Friday. What the Fox say? You play their new song, Stonehenge.
I did have one idea. Can I say the one idea that I've had so far? Where I imagine they will come dressed as foxes and we test what they will say in several different situations. Kicking the shins, see what the fox says, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I also want to play them What the Foxes Say Around My Way, which is... sometimes until 4 a.m.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm excited to be here. It's really nice.
I know. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
Temporarily.
She's back. It's a temporary standing situation. I'm back as well. Christmas, yes, got the plum jobs. You know the ones where you get to do the bit in between Christmas and New Year?
Oh, yeah.
The shifts that everybody wants.
Are you on? Plumbing?
Back off. What?
Plumbing?
The plum job.
The plum job.
Things aren't that bad that I'm now turning up with a spare U-bend and doing a bit of tinkering in the loos, thank you.
Fair enough.
Fern's off somewhere expensive because she's gone for ages.
Right. How long?
I don't know, but it's long haul. Proper long haul.
It's not like a two-hour flight, is it?
Well, she'll be on one of those planes where it's three seats, and three in the middle.
Yeah, she'll be on a plane which is like a double-decker.
Whoa.
Unless she's private jetting it.
Wow.
Could be. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not one to gossip. And now it's time for Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, love.
What about this one?
The voice of Mickey Mouse and the voice of Minnie Mouse got married in real life.
Whoa. But they didn't get married in character life, did they?
What, Mickey and Minnie? Of course they're married. What are you trying to say? They're not living above the bush or under the bush. What's the saying? Do you live under a bush when you're under a spoon? There's a saying about something. When you're not
married.
Here we
go, she's back.
You live over the... Cara, you know, you're recently married. You're no longer under a bush. It's something
I don't know
like
what
that
means.
It's a saying about... It's an oldie-worldy saying when it was frowned upon to be living together. You know, when you're not married. Mickey and Minnie, the... Well, I'm presuming...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, because they both got the surname of Mouse, haven't they, Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
True that.
So did Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse get married in real life, so the people that played them?
Yes, they did.
They probably had to spend a lot of time with each other. It's probably like Strictly, where they all start having it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, some of them.
Some of them.
Not all of them.
And
some of them are very happily married.
And so you can see how they can end up being quite close.
You're just spending a lot of time with each other doing the characters' voices, aren't you?
Yeah, but what about Donald? Doesn't he get a look?
We wouldn't want to marry that voice, would you?
It was the spit, wasn't it?
It was with Goofy.
Really?
Don't start rumours like that.
I'm saying real.
I'm saying I know this for true.
That one is real.
Always helps when you know the answer, doesn't it?
Did they do the vows in the voices?
I hope so.
Awesome.
I would love to hear that.
I do.
Next.
For the last 6 months, Stushy have been followed by a film crew, making a reality show about their lives in the style of Chasing the Saturdays, The Wanted Life and Married to Jonas. It is yet to be picked up by a TV channel.
Can I just state for the record that I love the Stushy Girls.
So do I.
As does Scott.
I really do.
Can you do that where you just get someone to follow you with a camera and then hope that it gets on the telly?
I have seen it happen before and it's never materialised on television.
We could do it.
If you want, it won't get on.
Sarah and Scott are meeting for a drink at 4 p.m. on a Friday.
Scott has to put Sarah in a taxi at the end. With a post-it note on her head.
Sarah's with the address on. Again. Scott makes his excuses and leaves. Have they got someone to follow them round?
Well, I mean, when's the last we heard of Stushy? Wasn't it round about the time of the Waterfalls song, wasn't it?
They had another one out, didn't they, after that?
They had an album out that nearly came... Well, they did. They nearly had an album out and then they were going back to perfect it.
Yeah, and I saw them a few weeks ago at an awards ceremony.
Were they being followed by a man with a camera?
Let me think. I didn't see one.
No.
No. Real or no real?
Was it definitely Stushy at the awards ceremony?
Stushy?
Yeah.
Stushy.
Stushy.
Definitely them,
what
yeah.
What is a Stushy?
It's a made-up thing.
Sounds like some sort of... it sounds like a traditional sort of Scottish cake, doesn't it?
No, I think it sounds more like a doorstop or something, like some kind of use.
What, it's, like, oh just pass us that Stushy.
Get me the Stushy, love.
It's the right draft. That door's banging.
So, the reality show by Stushy, it's made but not commissioned. Real or no real?
Oh, real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
What about this?
The Killers used to be called the Genius Sex Poets.
Ooh. Oh. I was a pen pal once with a genius sex poet.
What?
It didn't last long.
Is that real?
No. Oh. Would be good though, wouldn't it? It'd be more interesting, like my hobbies are this, my pet is this, my sister's that.
What's a sex poet?
I don't know. They either write about it or they write while they're doing it. That's why you can never read the poems. It's all over the place.
So that's an awful name for a band, Genius Sex Poets.
Yeah,
but it does sound something like Hugh Stevens might play at midnight on that show of his.
So maybe it is true, Genius Sex Poets.
Yeah, but if you were called the Genius Sex Poets and you had to rebadge, why would you call yourself the Killers? Do you know what I mean?
You don't think it's a bit of a leap?
Well, I think the two, there's going to be a natural connection.
What, do you think it would have gone like to the Lusty Limerick Makers or something?
I just mean, when it went from Liberty to Liberty X or
I mean,
or
that Rhythmics shook the world, didn't
to
it?
Little, yeah. To Little Mix, they were sort of the same, weren't they?
Yeah, it's completely different, isn't it? So real or no real, the Killers used to be the Genius Sex Poets.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes, Sarah Cox, you were right to go real. And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
Newsbeat's Chris Smith has issued a statement denying he's going into the jungle.
Is it that time?
Oh, yeah.
My dad's convinced I'm going on every year.
Is he?
He's like, hello, when's your flight? I'm like, really, Dad, I'm not.
Would you do it?
Would I not?
I've
got vertigo. I wouldn't be able to go over the bridges into camp.
Would you not
They'd
even
just
be...
just have to film me, like, outside. I'd still be at the hotel. No, darling.
Where's that woman with my wine?
Film me here.
So you wouldn't like to be dropped into the jungle with Joe Pasquale or something? Like,
No.
They do that thing where they're in that little plane and they drop you in.
Oh, you're joking. We cleared out back garden the other day and there was this cardboard box that had got all wet and rotten that had this little army camp thing in it that you can build with the kids at the bottom of it. Oh, sort of thumb deep in wood lice. Burp. Horrible. Not keen.
You heavily hinted to me the other day that you were going in the jungle.
No, I didn't. I did not.
What was it he said? What, he did say something, didn't he?
Didn't.
He did.
It's too late anyway.
Look into my eyes and say, I'm not going to eat a witchetty grub.
I'm not going to eat a witchetty grub.
He's going in.
See, I'm not. That's exactly what I'm
saying.
I'm
not, though. It's too late. It's all been announced.
No, but that's what you'd say if you were going in.
No, it's all been announced. I would be off air by now. I'd be there.
Wow.
But it is actually the only one I would do.
Is it? Yeah. Really?
Well, I can't dance, can't sing.
Can you ice skate?
No, I did went for an audition for that once. That went wrong. I held onto the side all the way around like a 5-year-old.
What else have you auditioned for, please?
Just that.
Did you do the other dance?
No, I didn't do that. No, but they were like, "You're really nice, and we'd really like to have you on, but you really can't skate." I literally held onto the side the whole way around.
Did you not have one of those penguins that you sort of push along like the Zimmer frame on
no,
ice?
They wouldn't let you
dance on. It'd be like props week every week, but you'd have like a Zimmer frame or a shopping trolley, clearly balancing on something.
So okay. Newsbeat's Chris Smith not going into the jungle, releasing a statement, real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say real that he released a statement.
That one is no real.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Although I think he'd be quite handy in the jungle.
It'd be good. If they wanted any entertainment news, he could report live from their bunk.
And at the end of that round of real, no real.
Right, I've got 20, Sarah got 20.
Oh, at least it was a draw and you weren't humiliated.
It means they'll have to come back at some point.
Yes! Yay. Thank you, my love.
Bye, love.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So there was a lot in Wednesday's show, wasn't there? Those were the best bits. Tune in tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1 to hear us live. If you can't do that because your life is so busy, then get this podcast instead.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.